Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Yo, what's going on, Winning Shot family? Listen, it's John here with a special episode tonight. I wanted to come on here. I told the guys that I come on and talk about my NFL draft grades. As you all know, the NFL draft just concluded on Sunday, and we now have over 250 new players that are on NFL rosters at this current time. Of course, we know when the season begins that all these young men may not have a job. But at this current time, I wanted to take a moment and go over what teams had the best drafts, who I thought were some of the best picks, and what impact I think some of these guys can make on their teams respectively. I already went over round one, so this one would be more focused on a holistic team, how they did with all seven rounds and who they were able to add to their teams and what they able to add to the needs that they had coming to this offseason. So I'll start off with the Ravens. And for the Ravens, we had 11 total picks. And y'all have heard me talk about them. This is why I'm starting with them. Y'all heard me talk about them extensively early and kind of what we needed going into this draft with these 11 picks, what kind of needs we were facing coming into the offseason, what kind of players I thought that we could get. And did we kind of, add, good players in the draft, players of need, players of substance, and guys that I think could really help us in the long run. So let's talk about it. As y'all know, round one, we added Malachi Starks. Round two really surprised me. We came back, and in the mock draft with y'all, remember, I had this young man going 11th overall in the mock draft. He wound up falling out of the first round, even fell mid to the second round. So I didn't know, what was going to happen with him. But Mike Green, I really love this pick for the Ravens. I'm going to get him at the 59th overall pick in the draft in the second round. This young man, once again, I thought he was a first-round talent. For me personally, he was highly productive in college at Marshall, at 17 sacks last year. Really explosive off the ball. I've watched a lot of tape with him since we drafted him. Obviously, we just followed Ravens content and Ravens media and stuff like that. We had a lot of opportunity to see a lot of film on him, but he really has a very quick get-off, super explosive, and he gets to the quarterback. And if you know anything about Baltimore, man, we've had some trouble in the past couple of years kind of consistently getting to the quarterback. So I think that Mike Green, man, was a phenomenal add and great value in the second round where he was picked. I think he immediately comes in and challenges for that starting position off the edge. I know we have, Calvin Norrie, who we can learn from, and we got David Ojabo, who doesn't play much. And then we got, of course, Odafe Oweh, who was the other starter on the other side, who had a 10 sack year last year. But I think that Mike Green can come in and really be one of those ones. I'm off the edge. His tape is, like I said, explosive. And I don't know, man. Even at the senior day, he was kind of embarrassing some of the guys who went to these bigger schools and had, more leverage behind their name, quote unquote, right? And so for me, love that pick with him. Another guy I want to highlight on this particular draft that we had was LaJonte Wester, 6th round pick, wide receiver out of Colorado. The Ravens needed a return man. And so we've had, all pro return men and Devin Duvernay in the past couple of years. But he's, gone on and we haven't necessarily replaced that role. We've kind of just been filling it with kind of place filler guys. Tylan Wallace has come in and played some punt return and some kick return. But I think LaJonte Wester, watching his tape, he did a lot of that at Colorado and at FAU where he was at previously as well. So I think he can come in and challenge immediately for that starting role as a late round day three guy. Another guy I want to highlight was they call him Fub, Mr. Peebles, defensive tackle out of Virginia Tech. So I quickly highlight him. He had one of the quickest get offs for a defensive tackle, man, from what I've been hearing and what I've been seeing on his tape, man. The young man, I remember he played Clemson. Young man was really kind of dominant off the edge. His one downfall right now, he's small. He's under 300 pounds and he's about 6'1". But I mean, we've seen guys come in defensive tackle and make impacts on the defensive line at that size and that weight. So I'm excited to kind of see what these 11 guys do for the Ravens. Definitely give us an A for this draft in regards to the grade that I think we should get. And I love the picks. And I'm excited to see how these guys can fit in. I didn't necessarily see a bad pick that we had or a pick that really couldn't help us at some point in some time in their career, even up until our last pick. So I'm excited to see what these guys can do for the Ravens. And I don't know if all 11 are going to make it. Now, usually the Ravens do a good job in regards to retaining the guys that they draft. All 11 may not make it because we already had a pretty stacked roster beforehand. But I think these guys have a good opportunity to try to see what they can do and make the roster for later on. Let's see. Another team I thought did pretty well in this draft that I would give an A to. Let me keep pushing, man. Let me tell you what. Let me talk on the Carolina Panthers real quick because I usually don't talk about the Carolina Panthers a lot. But being a Charlotte native and to see that these young men actually took the draft seriously this year made my heart happy. It really did. Now, once again, not a Panthers fan, but the Panthers had a lot of holes to fill. If you don't think about Carolina, there's a lot of holes to fill offensively and defensively. So they came into the draft. I think they attacked both sides. I thought they attacked it pretty well. Started off, obviously, with Mr. McMillan out of Arizona. I thought it was a great pickup to add a compliment over to Xavier Leggett. They went on to grab two edge guys, one from Ole Miss in Princely and one from A&M in Skirton. In day two, and then day three, they went back and got a running back in Trevor. They had Jonathan Brooks last year, but he's been injured. Of course, they have Chuba Hubbard as the number one back. So, I mean, obviously he's that, but, you know, Trevor gives them a guy that can come in and obviously not looking for the one, but maybe the two or the three back, he could be that. Another guy I was kind of high on for them was Jimmy Horn Jr. was their last pick in the sixth round out of Colorado. Really like his game. He reminds me of, obviously, and it's crazy to say this, but he reminds me a little bit of Steve Smith. And I say that because they're about the same height. I mean, Jimmy Horn is like 5'8", but he's fast. He's quick. And he didn't get a lot of burn, I think, at Colorado just because, obviously, Travis Hunter got a lot of that shine and got the ball a lot. But I think that Jimmy Horn, man, can come into the league, start off as a special teams guy, punt return, kick return kind of guy, and work his way, man, into that starting lineup for Carolina. I know I've been having some family and friends tell me, to watch out for some their guys in their wide receiver core, but I think that Jimmy can definitely add to that wide receiver room and learn from some of the guys that are already there. I think that they had a good draft, came in and got the players that they need and filled up some of the holes, the bigger holes that they needed regarding, pass rush, regarding defense and wide receiver, obviously, as well, giving Bryce some more weapons going into this next season. In that particular division in the NFC South, I believe that, they've added pieces that can help them propel them, honestly, into, second place. And I'm not going to say first because I know my cousins are going to watch this and I just made a bet with them. But I think they can really propel them into second place in that division. But overall, as a draft, I really like this draft for them. So I'm going to give them an A as well. Like, so I'm not going to go every team, but some teams I thought just really knocked that out of the park. I know that. Let me quickly stop here because I know that this is going to obviously be talked about by me. Y'all heard Colin and Hundo's podcast not too long ago, them talking about Shador and how, he was picked in the fifth round, 144, and how, Cleveland is just a lot going on right now with that team. They were a team coming to this draft I thought obviously needed a lot of help, more specifically with quarterback. With Deshaun Watson, obviously they are already saying, we made a mistake with him, picking up that contract rather, with him being injured. With them signing Joe Flacco and trading for, Kenny Pickett, their boys just had a whole podcast. I'm not going to go into full detail. They already did that. But they have five quarterbacks on the roster right now, and they drafted two of them. I don't know what Cleveland's direction is, and I never do. And that's my issue with Cleveland is that every year I look at them like, what's going on here? You know what I'm saying? I think even their fans are like, what's going on here? So I don't know what's going on in Cleveland. I can tell you that I did like the Carson Swishinger pick, the linebacker out of UCLA. Obviously, I like the Shador pick. I think Shador has the it factor that they're looking for. And I also like the Jenkins pick, running back out of Ohio State. But overall, as a team, man, I still just don't think that they get it. And so I don't know. For me, I'm like, I can get y'all a B because y'all got some names. But y'all drafting a lot of the same positions, and it just doesn't necessarily feel like they're just building to win. That's how I feel about Cleveland. So I always feel about Cleveland, though. So I don't know. Another group of guys, I just don't feel like they're just building to win. Let's go to Dallas. I want to talk about a specific player, more so a team with them. I want to talk about Shavon Revel. I talked about Shavon Revel coming into this, you know, coming into the draft as one of the guys to look out for. They want him to get him in the third round out of ECU. Now, this young man fell because of some injury, but I believe that when he gets healthy, he's definitely going to challenge for their starting corner opposite of Trayvon Diggs. I think that his ball skills and him being 6'2" fit perfectly into what, you know, as a lengthy corner, he's going to need to play in the league. He got the speed already. I mean, I think that he'll be able to come in once he gets healthy and challenge, like I said, immediately for that corner two spot opposite of Trayvon Diggs. Let's see. I'm scrolling through now, man. I liked. I'm looking through something like, dang, would I consider it to be a good draft or not? Let's talk about, dang, they didn't have many draft picks. The Giants are another team I want to look at and talk about. I know James is going to watch this podcast, so I just want to go ahead and get this out the way now. I still don't like the Jackson Dart pick, man, for sure. I'm just not a fan of it. I just don't have any faith in Jackson Dart as a quarterback at this time. He's really had to show me something for me to change that opinion. But I will say this. I think that y'all hit the nail on the head in the fourth round by getting Cam Scadabo. I think that Marcus Mabeau in the fifth round was a good pickup. And I also like Thomas Fidow the second. No, that's not who I was talking about, actually. I was referring to the corners I picked last. Sorry. That's not who I was looking to talk about at all. That corner I picked in the seventh round, I think it was. It was actually not a bad pickup either, James. Obviously, we know Abdul Carter was a good pickup. But Corey Black could be decent for y'all. Y'all need some corner help. So, not a bad pickup there. Philly, I mean, they're like us. I mean, the boys always put together like a masterclass, I feel like, when it comes to drafting. Kuba in the second round, safety out of Texas. Ty Robinson, fourth round, Nebraska. You got Kyle McCord, they got a backup quarterback. They went ahead and got Cameron Williams out of Texas. It helped the offensive line some more. Yeah, so that's another team I'm excited to see what they do with those picks there. Get them boys. I give Philly an A overall for their draft.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Another team that puzzled my mind and scratched my head about was the Steelers. I think my whole division's draft was just like weak. Everybody outside of the Ravens draft, I was just not impressed with. Pittsburgh, Cleveland, or Cincinnati, bro. I just wasn't impressed with any of those three teams' drafts. I think the point is, you know, to get players who can help your roster immediately. Pittsburgh needs a quarterback. They literally has Aaron Rodgers to today. Today is the end of almost April, and they still have not signed a quarterback. And it's two days after the draft. So it's like, what is your plan? You didn't draft the quarterback at all. You know, Shador sitting right there. Well, I'm sorry, I lied. They did draft the quarterback. They drafted Will Howard out of Ohio State. But it's like, in the sixth round, Is that what you want to hang your hat on? You know, I don't think so. I don't think that it is. And obviously, I don't think Mason Rudolph is the hat that you're going to hang your head on. So you're really banking on Aaron Rodgers, or you're going to tank another year. And I don't, Pittsburgh just never, you know, comes across my mind as a team that's looking to tank. Not with Mike T. Not after he was supposedly on the hot seat after last season. Not after, you know what I'm saying, I had two quarterback system. Y'all let both of them get away. You know what I'm saying? Not when you got players on the roster who I think are looking to win now. You know what I'm saying? You really got really crash outs on your team in George Pickens and you know, all those kind of guys. And now you got DK Metcalf in there. He didn't sign a contract to come and lose. So it's like, I don't know. I don't know what that direction is for y'all in Pittsburgh. I think that y'all really legit need some help there. And I pray y'all get it. Let's talk about the Seahawks, man. I think they did a good job in the second round in getting Nick Amiore. They made no mistake about it. Mike McDaniel is off the Ravens tree. He's a previous DC. So it made his heart happy to see that Nick was still there after the Ravens selected Malachi Starks in the first, because he just coached Kyle Hamilton, who I once again is, you know, the prototype for safety now. So Nick being, you know, pretty similar build, pretty similar weight to what Kyle Hamilton is, I think he's going to, you know, he saw a lot of Kyle Hamilton, I think, in his game and wants to replicate what he did in Baltimore with Kyle, with Nick, man. But then they went ahead in the third round and went and got Jalen Milroe. I thought that was huge because they don't necessarily have a quarterback either of the future. I mean, they got Sam Darnold, but once again, quarterback of the future, I don't think that's him. So I think that Jalen Milroe, man, could come in and in a year or two, you know, challenge for starting quarterback in Seattle. Once again, Mike was on the team with Lamar Jackson. Who is the closest Lamar Jackson impersonator in this draft? Jalen Milroe. You know, so I think that gives them some flash and dash, right? You know, Torrey Horton, wide receiver out of Colorado State. I think that young man, 6'3", is a big body. You know what I'm saying? So I think that he comes in and is able to make some impact there. Obviously, they just lost DK. Only receiver that's big for them right now is Jack Smith and Jigba. So, you know, I think Torrey has a good opportunity to go in there and get on that depth chart in the wide receiver room there. So, I mean, I think they did a good job with drafting the guys that they did in regards to getting positions of need. Once again, man, they came second in that division last year. Oh, the 10-7 record. So I think that is, you know, quite plausible for them to look to push for first, because I don't know if San Fran got too much better. They just paid Kittle today. But in regards to as an overall team, they're looking to get healthy again and trying to see, you know, what can happen within this upcoming season. But Seattle always gives them a run for their money. And it's just the rivalry, you know, how it goes. So I think that they can come in and, you know, continue to fight with them and see what they do. And then speaking on San Fran, man, while I'm here talking about them, I mean, wasn't too impressed by their draft in all actuality. Outside of their first round pick in Michael Williams, I was like, I could have did without a lot of these guys. I just wasn't necessarily like, oh yeah, 49ers kind of hit the draft on the head. A lot of these guys are just like, San Fran, like, y'all are better than this. Like, I don't know, man. I guess I expect more from y'all. As you know, y'all 6-11 last year. So you had high picks in the first couple of rounds. Second round, came back, got Alfred Collins. Okay, that's cool. You know, Nick Martin out of Oklahoma State. I'm like, CJ West out of Indiana. I'm like, Jordan Watkins out of Ole Miss. I mean, he could be smooth, but just wasn't too big of a fan of y'all draft either, in all honesty with you. You gotta really do what you the max as you can with the picks that you're allotted, right? And I think a lot of teams didn't necessarily do that, right? I think a lot of teams were kind of just like, we're going to do what we can. And some of y'all best just was not good enough, in my personal opinion. The Saints are another team. Confused my mind. Kevin Banks Jr., first round, not mad at it. Tyler Shaw in the second round. I was like, once again, that is less of a Shador thing. But it's like, if you're going to go get a quarterback, for me personally, go get a Jalen Milroe. You know what I'm saying? Like, go get somebody who I think can help your team with that high of a pick in the second round. I don't know if Tyler Shaw is going to do that for y'all. I really don't. He's another guy I just don't have faith in. It's almost like Jackson Dart. I just don't have faith in some of these guys coming out of college and you wasting high picks, because you're not going to cut a guy that you draft in the second round who's going to make the roster. But is he going to do enough to where Derek Carr is injured? You know, are you looking to have a starter right now? And do you want somebody that can energize your team? Like, a lot of these guys, I think, are going to come in and just be guys. And that's okay if you're looking to be average. But once again, in a division like the NFC South, where it's always up for grabs because a lot of teams are usually like average in that division, why not try to go be dominant? You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. I really have a lot of thoughts when it comes to the way that some of these teams draft. And I get it. You know what I'm saying? Some stuff you really just can't control in the draft room, whatever the case may be. But some guys, some team fits, I'm like, how'd y'all come to that conclusion? You know what I'm saying? What was the thought process when it comes to drafting some of these guys? I look at the draft as an opportunity for teams to come in and get better, not just pick guys. You know, I think that's the difference in kind of the way that the mentality is when it comes to the draft for some of these teams. It's like, nah. Now, PFF did this because, of course, they had their own grades for all 32 teams. And so when you look at it like this, sorry. Let me pull up their draft grades. I didn't necessarily agree with all of their draft grades, but they did their own. They had sleeper picks, of course. They give the Giants the A-. Okay. I mean, similar. We have similar grades, I think, for a lot of these teams. I'm looking at it. Once again, they gave the Ravens an A. They gave the Chiefs an A. Not mad at some of the Chiefs picks. Obviously, they gave Philly an A. They gave the Raiders an A. I mean, the Gen Z pick alone, you know, was obviously a big old pickup for them. I got Dante Thornton in the fourth round out of Tennessee. I thought that was a good pickup for them. They gave the Cardinals an A+. Let's see. Austin Nolan, Will Johnson, Jordan Burt, Denzel Burt, Cody Simon, Ketan Crawford, Hayden Connor. Okay. That's not a bad draft. I said the Panthers. I already talked about the Panthers having a good draft. Dallas had A+. A+ is kind of subjective. I'm going to see what Phil Moffa does in Dallas. Okay. Yeah. So I didn't want this to be a long episode, man. I just wanted to come in here and talk to y'all about the NFL draft. And I think that I'm excited for just rookie mini camps, but I'm also really excited to get the training camp because that's when we get to see who's going to be a real man. You know what I'm saying? People are going to really look in the eye. These vets is not going to play with y'all. You know what I'm saying? And so I think these young men are actually going to come in and have the opportunity to, you know, show themselves and prove themselves. And so that's when, you know, we'll be able to really see how these grades that we're giving out, how much it really matters. You know what I'm saying? You can have as good of a draft as you want to, but until them pads come on and people get to smacking, you know, other players with the pads, man, it's going to get scary then. So I'm excited to, you know, see this young man looking rookie mini camp, you know, as an NFL fan, always super excited around this time and to see these young men's dreams come true, as I mentioned in my mocks and stuff like that. But now the real work begins, you know what I'm saying? The road to a Super Bowl, I don't know what number we're on at this current time, and that's sad. But I know we're getting ready to, you know, start a new season, and that's what's important. You know what I'm saying? Can you not just be drafted, but really help your team and have the teams put themselves in a position to be great? That's what's important. I'm definitely going to come back, man, because the season, once again, is on the way. So we're going to come back once the schedule drops here on the 14th of May. I'm going to talk about what I think are some of the biggest matchups this upcoming season. I hope that I get to see some games in person this year in Baltimore, or on the road potentially, man, just to see how we look in this year. I really expect a lot of great things in Baltimore, per usual. But I also want to see some other teams, man, see how, once again, these draft classes that help these teams shake out. And if anybody's going to be super sorry going into the next year, I think some teams are automatically just going to be super sorry because, unfortunately, that's just their MO as of right now. You know what I'm saying? So as we move forward, I want to continue to, you know, say thank y'all for the support. Thank y'all for watching. Thank y'all for tapping in. Thank y'all for all that y'all do, man. We look forward to dropping content to y'all each and every week. And I'll be back because, like I said, it's time. The draft is not over. It's time to get to work. it's time to see what these young men got. And I wish the best to all of them. I'm excited to, of course, see what Shedeur does. Even some of the undrafted guys. I think that's another always a big added piece to see which undrafted talent guys, you know, make teams, make rosters. And the Ravens always try to keep at least one undrafted young man that they bring in. So I think we did get some guys who could potentially make the roster. But once again, there's only 53 spots on an NFL roster. Only 53. There was 257, I want to say, young men drafted. To 53 spots for each NFL team is 32 teams in the NFL. So those numbers don't always look good. And you also have to think Elijah Ross is already filled. You know, they got vets coming back. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was looking at the Ravens depth chart today. There was maybe 10 to 12 spots available. We drafted 11 guys. We drafted 11 guys, and we may have, I'll be generous and say 13 spots that are available. So let's say we keep every draft pick. There's two spots that's left on the team for openness right now. Somebody losing their job. Now, obviously, I think some people are going to get cut, but it's going to be fierce, man. Fierce competition. Fierce competition in these training camps because teams are going to want the best 53. That's what they want. If they want to be great, that's what they want. I'm excited to see it. I'm excited to see these young men get to work. If I didn't mention your team in the draft grade tonight, please put them in the comments, and I'll definitely respond in the comments what I think that team's draft grade was. I know I didn't go over every single team, and I will put that in the comments, actually, what I think every team's draft grade was. Like I said, I mentioned some of my favorite picks in the later rounds, and I think that some teams nailed it. Some teams got some work to do as it comes to front office work. But like I said, y'all, appreciate y'all. Keep tapping in with us. We appreciate the love and support. Until the next time, John is out. Peace.